all this week we've been talking about handwriting doodles and kind of interpreting what they mean. I actually have a handwriting specialist on the phone with me now. Beverly East, hi. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you for having me.
No, thank you. Tell us a bit more about what handwriting can say to you.
Well, what I do when I look at the handwriting and I analyse it, I'm looking at the personality traits. So it's formally called graphology. And when you're looking at handwriting, it can tell everything about you. The only thing handwriting cannot tell you is your race, your age, and your gender.
Wow.
So everything else about you is revealed. I mean, your determination, how you process information, your emotions, whether you're stubborn, what goals you set for yourself. Everything is automatically revealed as soon as you put pen to paper.
What got you interested in doing this?
Well, I used to be a headhunter. When I was living in London, I worked for a recruitment consultancy, and they used graphology as part of selection process. So when I was selected for the job based on my handwriting, I was interested to know what the results were. And when I read the results about me, everything about me was on this in this report.
Wow.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. The very ugly. And the very ugly, I was wondering why anybody would hire me based on my very ugly, you know, parts of me. And then I decided to study it. And the more I studied it, the more I realized I didn't want to be a headhunter anymore. I wanted to be a handwriting expert.
How reliable are these?
Well, the accuracy of graphology is 90%.
Fabulous. Well, now you have been having a look at myself and presenter's handwriting.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Wow.
I will start with you and I'll be very kind.
Oh, gosh.
You're very protective. You have a good eye for detail, but you're very idiosyncratic. You like things done a certain way, because your way is best. You're high energy, determined, and a little bit stubborn. Does that sound like you?
Unfortunately, it does.
Okay, well, that's you.
So how did you... what signs?
But see, if I tell you how I find it, then every time you look at your handwriting, you'll be very self-conscious. But I give you two examples.
Okay.
Like the signature, you scribble around. It looks like a coat hanger. So that is your protectiveness. It's like you're holding on to who you are, your family name and who you are. So that's your protectiveness. The long tail in the Y shows your high energy and your level of determination.
Any ugly traits that it shows?
Oh, I'm not going to tell you over the radio.
Okay, I think that might be better, actually.
I always tell people that, you know, they say, could you tell me if I'm crazy? And I always say, well, I never tell anybody that they're crazy, but if I give you a referral to a psychiatrist, that will be your clue. You don't need a referral, okay?
Oh, Brent, that's good to know.
C-A, is it Western or...
Yes, that's Carol.
Carol, okay. Carol is an analytical thinker. She needs to know why to each question. She never accepts anything at face value. So your next one is Jules. Jules is more the sensitive person. She's an independent thinker, and she's very methodical.
That's spot on with Jules.
And you've not told me anything.
No.
Anything about them. But that's what I'm saying about the accuracy of it. But, you know, I've been doing this for 20 years, and companies use me to hire people and, you know, to find out what's wrong and all this kind of stuff about them. 58% of companies in Europe use handwriting analysis as part of the selection process.
That's
so bad. It's highly regarded. And although the percentage is lower here in companies, companies use it too.
Now, if people want to use your service, what is available for them to get in contact with you?
Well, they can go to my website, which is Write Analysis, WriteAnalysis.com, or they can email me on handwriting3@AOL.com.